It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Graduation season is ending, and that means new job hunters in the market. But potential employees are looking at more than a resume. They're looking at the digital trail you leave online, photos, those comments, those jokes you made. Max Drucker is CEO of Social Intelligence. It's a company hired by employers to gather information about applicants online.
We have a discrete list of criteria that they can look for. That criteria falls into the range of racist remarks, flagrant displays of weapons or bombs, sexually explicit photos, videos, or text, clearly illegal activities such as drug use. And that's the relative range of what employers can choose for. We don't identify anything outside of that.
If my Facebook privacy settings are more restricted, can you get that information or not?
No. We only collect and evaluate publicly available information, public that the user has entered into the public domain.
Social Intelligence then generates reports.
By adhering to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, we provide a lot of language on what is entailed in this report, what criteria has been matched, and then we provide the job applicant a dispute resolution process so they can correct any inaccuracies if in the event a mistake has been made.
Does the applicant have access to the same report that the employer does?
In the event that the employer decides to take adverse action against that job applicant based on a report that we generate, that job applicant is notified and sent the same report that that employer saw.
Whether or not companies use Drucker's service, they are checking people out before making the offer. Michael Furtick is founder and CEO of Reputation.com, a reputation management company.
A survey last year showed that 80% of employers in the U.S. are researching content about candidates on social networks and the internet, and roughly 70% have denied a job based on what they found. I think a lot of people are laboring under the assumption that if you're kind of living a clean life, so to speak, on the internet, then the internet will reflect the fact that you're a good person, and that's not true. Everything that we do on the web today will be used by people we can never identify for purposes we will never know until the consequences are upon us much later. So you should think about how those data that you're creating just by living on the web today can be used not just with today's technology and today's algorithms, but with tomorrow's technology and tomorrow's algorithms. A concrete example, until recently, facial recognition technology was nowhere on the scene. It became very powerful very fast, basically in the last 12 months, and now it's going to be pervasive in the coming 12 months. And therefore, that photograph that you thought was anonymous due to the obscurity that arose from the fact that it was not tagged with your name is going to be tagged by the machine with your name, and it's now going to surface when people look for you.
Michael Furtick from Reputation.com. The face is not the first body part you think of when it comes to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
But he is on Facebook with a new trivia game app called Mix and Match.
First thing you're going to see is my big head. And I know you just would love to see how beautiful I am.
So I like big heads. I cannot lie.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you log in, you'll see me. I'll talk to you. When you get incorrect answers, I may just jump in and tell you what I think of you.
So basically, I'm competing in a trivia contest about Sir Mix-a-Lot against Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Well, you're not really competing against me. You're competing against other people who think they may know what I might say. And the questions are not what you think they would be. They're not, you know, does Sir Mix-a-Lot drive a white car or a red car? Now, there's some racy stuff that I probably couldn't say.
We have a link at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.